Hey, Rudy Rodriguez here, your host of the podcast. And on today's episode, I'm actually going to be bringing you a series based off of a recent virtual mastermind that I hosted for 18 event leaders, all with extensive experience, decade plus a piece. I mean, probably had over 200 years of event experience in the room. And the focus of this virtual mastermind was to have these experts, these event leaders, share what's working for them right now when it comes to filling their live events, what's converting, what they've tested, and what they're learning the hard way. Of this group of 18, I selected a handful of them to share for about 8 minutes, roughly. And these are people who are doing events right now, who've recently done events or planning events to share their very best. So stay tuned to this series. So it's going to be multiple episodes, and I'm going to be bringing you the very best from this recent rendition of our high-profit event virtual mastermind.
Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
I find that right now, and this is true for me and for all of my clients, and I have a mastermind of people that are hosting events, that are also running events and also speaking at events. What I'm seeing across all my clients as well is really taking the focus from a floodlight to a laser beam of who the ideal client is, what the foundation is. And once you're clear of who that is, then making sure if you nail the first domino of the number one biggest problem and their number one outcome, everything becomes just easier. I changed the actual hook for the event to really focus on what they wanted, which was partnerships and stages. If you can't get a client or a potential stage or a partner from the event, then something's wrong with also both of us. So the number one key point of that is to really become, to take your marketing, your messaging to the next level of being world class. I just don't know any other business coaching program out there that is actually helping their clients produce assets where they come into an event and experience, they walk away with something that they can launch for their marketing right away.
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button.
All right, Rudy Rodriguez here. And on this next installment of our series, How I Fill My Live Event, we actually have a snippet from an interview with Alex J. Moscow, who was part of this virtual mastermind I hosted recently. And one of the things I really appreciate about Alex Moscow is he's actually been in the event industry for, even looks young, but almost 20 years. And he's actually really cracked the code when it comes to running small events and making big profits. I actually was recently an attendee at his event, the Event Profit Engine, and it was a phenomenal experience where I saw him launch his world-class mastermind program and was a part of that community. So I highly recommend tune in to this episode. Alex is dialed in when it comes to his marketing, into his messages. He's business partners with Eben Pagan, a really reputable expert in the field. And if you're listening to this audio, this is actually one of the episodes where you may want to go over to YouTube and find the video so you can see some of the visuals that Alex references in this interview in the series. So his interview is top-notch. Tune in, grab your notepad, take notes. And ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Alex Moscow.
What's up, everyone? All right. So I'd say the number one thing that has helped with not just filling my events, but filling them with the exact person that I'm looking for is it's really going back to the basics of marketing. And I really got a front seat experience of this. I just ran an event about 4 weeks ago, sold 173 tickets, had 139 show up. Had an average about 120 people in the room. Coach consultants, agency owners, average revenue was a half million to about 2.5. So super qualified room. And the number one thing that helped with that is to really clarify and go back to the basics of who the ideal client is. So I'm sure with just about every business program that you've gone through, there's a section on what the niche is, the ideal client. I find that right now, and this is true for me and for all of my clients, and I have a mastermind of people that are hosting events, that are also running events and also speaking at events. What I'm seeing across all my clients as well is really taking the focus from a floodlight to a laser beam of who the ideal client is, what the foundation is. And I know this probably isn't new to many of you on this call, but I find that taking the time to also re-clarify who that person is and making sure that all of the marketing is directed for that person has been just really, really important. And once you're clear of who that person is, then making sure that if you nail the first domino of the number one biggest problem and their number one outcome, everything becomes just easier. So a lesson that I learned from that is, so I'm just going to share my screen here. Okay, so here's the sales page for my last event, the Event Profit Engine. So I ran this event twice last year. First time I ran it, the messaging in the hook was all around how to do seven-figure events. And it went well, but what I realized in number one, talking to the attendees that came, but number two, from the people that joined for my mastermind, of really getting clear of what they wanted, there was only about half of them that were currently also running events that wanted that. But the other half of them, they really wanted partnerships and they also wanted stages. So they wanted to speak on other people's stages. So what I did was I changed what the hook was and I changed the messaging to really just clarify what it is that my ideal client actually wants. And when I surveyed my audience, they wanted partnerships, other people to sell their stuff, and they wanted to be able to speak on not just any stage, but highly qualified stages that are working and partnering with event hosts that have already gathered their ideal clients in the room. So I changed the actual hook for the event to really focus on what they wanted, which was partnerships and stages. And then what really helped in selling all the tickets to my event, where I think the sales page is somewhat strong. I think it's like a 7.5 out of 10, but it worked really well. Rather than convincing everyone that they needed to do events or host events or make their events just more profitable, what I did in a lot of the speaking engagements that I had and for my partners is I just sold them on coming to the event. I sold them on, hey, like this is going to be a room of business owners, coaches, agencies that are doing $500,000 to $2 million in revenue. And you don't have to spend $25,000 to join a mastermind to get access to this audience for different partnerships. And we actually structure on our last day an actual session on deal flow that is going to, based upon everyone's intake form, is going to get you connected to those key introductions to potential partners and to also potential stages. So rather than selling them on, hey, come to this event and learn XYZ things, I just said, hey, just come to the event. If you can't get a client or a potential stage or a partner from the event, then something's wrong with us, with both of us. So I just sold them on coming to the event versus selling them on what the ultimate outcome was of the event, which was counterintuitive. But I learned that for my audience, who on average is doing about seven figures a year, they're usually not coming to events to learn some new strategy. They're not coming to learn, like, they're not learning to put more on their plate. They're looking for key partners and stages and deal flow. So I changed the hook in the messaging for the event to really clarify what that was, and that helped tremendously. So the number one key point of that is to really become, to take your marketing, your messaging to the next level of being world class. So I would say that's the first one. The second thing that helped really, helped a ton was also doing the same thing with your level of service. So I've been a business coach for 15 years. I've been consulting on events, helping people do six and seven figure events for over a decade now. And something that I did that helped in the filling of my events is for my mastermind members, I actually help them film 1 to 2 minute just marketing videos for their event. So let me actually just set context for this first. Is I know that the number one constraint my clients have is filling their events. So what I find now in our online landscape of online marketing and social is people want highly shareable videos. So something that helped to fill my events was in the service delivery for my mastermind. I helped all of my clients when they came in person to actually film, or we actually scripted a video, and then I had a videographer on site to actually shoot the video. And so it wasn't just the actual marketing for myself that filled it, but it was people seeing my clients' marketing and seeing that there's like a clear asset that we're helping them build. And so we did this for every single mastermind member. And so when I was starting to sell tickets to my own event, I had my mastermind members like be able to help fill the room from a partner perspective. And they were able to share an asset that we helped them build. And I just don't know any other business coaching program out there that is actually helping their clients produce assets where they come into an event and experience, they walk away with something that they can launch for their marketing right away. So I just found that the quality of service I really upleveled, and that helped.
Okay, so if you just listen to Alex Moskow in his Small Events, Big Profits training on how he fills his events, I recommend go back and listen to it again. His is full of a lot of content. And if you didn't, go to the YouTube video and watch the visual of what he shares, some of the resources, and go back to some of the previous episodes we did with Alex. We interviewed him twice on this podcast. A couple things to think about when it comes to Alex Moskow and his events. He is in the event space. If you are an event leader and you're interested in getting to know Alex more, getting to know some of his work, go check out his stuff. It's Event Profit Engine is his live event, and I know he's going to be hosting some smaller events throughout the year. You can send me a message. I can get you connected with him. But Alex is the real deal, and I appreciate you. And congratulations on finishing another episode of our installment of How I Fill My Live Event.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab, and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.